tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. As I am often fond of saying, it was a rough weekend, though, for a lot of families across America. It's terrible, terrible news from the war zone. The worst, one of the worst days ever. I don't know if you've heard the story yet or not, but in talking about Navy SEALs and how many were actually killed, the number keeps climbing, it keeps changing, but it was a terrible bloodbath, let's say that. Let me re-rack in case you haven't heard what happened. Now we have NATO investigating what happened to a helicopter in Afghanistan in a crash, and they're trying to determine if the Taliban had shot down this helicopter that was carrying our guys. 38 men dead. It is the largest loss of life that has happened by foreign forces in a single incident, they say, in 10 years of war. Now, of course, we're talking about, let me be clear about this, we're also talking about all the NATO troops. The majority, of course, are American, but some French troops are involved, too, as well. The 30 U.S. soldiers were part of, some of them anyway, part of the Navy SEAL Team 6. And remember, Team 6 was the unit that killed the al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, who we've been trying to get since 9/11. Seven Afghans, an interpreter, also died. This happened on Friday. A really, really rough, rough weekend for so many families. Here's what Senator John McCain had to say about the chopper crash and, of course, the war and where we are.
Out there, there is a perception, Afghanistan and other parts of the country, of that part of the world, that America is withdrawing. That can't be good. There's no doubt in my mind that we would have al-Qaeda presence and influence in Afghanistan, and even a return to a base for attacks on the United States of America.
Yeah, so here's the thing, and we've been talking about this a lot, about what's going on in Afghanistan and why we're still invested in and what's happening in the situation. How often have many of you called this show to talk about withdrawal, withdrawal, withdrawal? As far as the SEAL Team 6, to be clear, none of the Americans that were killed were part of that. None of them had been part of the bin Laden raid. I'll say that again, because immediately I got, you know, a million texts about this from D.C., and I'm sure that this was one of the key things that people were thinking about. Who was involved? Was it because of who they were? Is this what happened? And now we have this transition process going on. You have Hamid Karzai saying that he's meeting with his security advisors to discuss what he's calling simply the helicopter incident. And he's telling everybody to be on guard for more attempts to derail this process of changing things, because, as you know, some troops have already been withdrawn. And, of course, the process is supposed to be that all foreign combat troops will leave by the end of 2014. But now there's been a question as to, is that fast enough? And to answer the question, no, it is not fast enough. And I have said this all along. It is truly, truly sad, horrible, horrible news that this has happened. That this has happened to these men that were part of, you know, this transition, we keep using that word, but the bailout, to get out. And I still go back to those families. There are a lot of families who lost fathers, who lost sons, who lost brothers, who lost nephews, who lost grandsons. This is just awful. I know many of you have thoughts on this. Could the pullout happen fast enough? What should the repercussions be now at this point? I'm going to give you my digits at the top of this show heading into the week. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Of course, we'll have more reaction from this. And coming up on our Monday show, we're going to talk to several people about what has happened inside the Beltway, as a result of what happened on Friday, what the thoughts are in the Pentagon, as many are huddling there, and you think of Leon Panetta taking over as the Secretary of Defense, and this is happening on his watch now, and ultimately he has the influence, or he has certainly a seat in the war room. What will come out of this? What will come out of meeting over this helicopter crash? And a sad way to start the weekend, a horrible news certainly for the people who have been affected by it. And trust me, I always say this. You know, it's not just we have this death and, geez, the family, they've got some children. It's a bigger net than that. That's why I named off all the possible family relations, because it goes that much deeper. And then, of course, close friends that are slammed by the loss as well. I mean, it is simply, there are no words for this. This is simply a jaw-dropping thing to happen. And certainly, going into this position and being a Navy SEAL, they know what's at risk. They know what that's like. They're such an elite team. It is a very difficult thing to accomplish to get to that SEAL level. But to think that they were on a helicopter and this is how it ends for them. More than 1,500 now have died since everything started in Afghanistan. And, of course, there are any death, any loss is terrible, is a tragedy. But what's different about this, you think of the SEALs and you think of the elite class, like I said, how they get to where they are. They specialize in covert operations. And to have that happen on a helicopter after what the SEALs go through, again, knowing the risk, and certainly anybody who is in Afghanistan knows the risks, but you wonder what the repercussions will be. I mean, it's a very scary thing to have this happen. 30 of these guys to be killed just like that. There were some other things that happened over the weekend, and certainly the setup for this week, there's a lot happening, not as much in Washington as far as lawmakers are concerned, because it's a recess, as you know, coming off of the debt ceiling being lifted. And, of course, the downgrading of our credit, a huge agency downgrade, the S&P, and the reaction from the White House is that they're just way off. In the meantime, the things that are happening mostly are in Pennsylvania Avenue coming up this week, and we're going to tell you what that's about. And a couple of odds and ends, too. Plus, we're going to check the mail this hour, so stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Coming up in our next segment, we will check the mailbag because many of you had some thoughts over the weekend about what happened to the Navy SEALs and, of course, the others that were killed in that helicopter crash. And it looks to be the work of the Taliban. At least that's what they believe at this point, although it's not officially being said. It's just suspected that this is the Taliban. On our next show, we're going to talk with our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, who has that Navy background, too, as well, and the legal background in terrorism law. So we'll chat more about Afghanistan, as he's believed, and we've talked often on this show, the true country that was missed and really should have been where we headed for was Pakistan. Now in the mix here with these deaths and the idea that 2014, we're going to leave Afghanistan. I wonder if there'll be a different attitude once Congress comes back in 5 weeks after Labor Day. Will it be another kind of push when things are discussed? Because I think the discussion will bubble back over as to where are we headed, what's going on in Afghanistan. And, of course, we see in Iraq, we still have many sources invested in Iraq, including people. And these are all the things as well that Leon Panetta, as the new guy running the defense team, will have to flush out. And he's just one guy at the table, certainly, but he is a big cog in this wheel now, shifting from the CIA to his position in the defense. And, man, I'll tell you, what a thing to have to deal with right from the very start. And certainly rough on those families. You know, when your husband or your son is a Navy SEAL and you're proud as all get out, because what they have to go through to attain that, like I said, I mean, they truly are the elite fighting covert forces. There's no question about that. And you know that there is always that chance, there is that risk, but you're not expecting it necessarily in that situation in the helicopter. And there have been other helicopters that have been shot down, but you think they had the information, they had to know. with that many on board, and really a true sign as to where are we headed with all of this? Where are we going in our situations in Afghanistan, futuristic war on terror movements? I mean, where are we headed? More of it is supposedly worried about the grid and being hacked into and all that sort of stuff. But where are we as far as the Middle East is concerned? Where do we, you know, where do we go? Where do we go in the Middle East? Is the next play Pakistan? Do we not draw down by 2014 in Afghanistan? What's the play? What do you think the play should be, really, is the question. And to me, the troops couldn't have gotten out of there fast enough. I think this should have happened. A withdrawal plan should have happened a long, long time ago when we saw what was happening. And also the fact that Hamid Karzai was kicking sand in our face, the president of Afghanistan, at every single turn. And we go back to the thing of where are we invested, what resources are we investing. But it doesn't take away the sting of the single deadliest loss for U.S. troops since the Afghan war began in late 2001. 30 Americans dead as a result, really early Saturday, when the helicopter they were on board went down. They were actually reinforcing other troops. So the CH-47 Chinook, that's the helicopter, they believe, the military believes, that insurgents probably shot it down. The Taliban is claiming that they did this with a rocket-propelled grenade. And of the people, of the Americans that were on board, 25, among the 25 that were so-called U.S. Special Operations Forces, were 22 were Navy SEALs. 22 were Navy SEALs. So that's the best of the best. Doesn't get any tougher than that. And the majority who died, I'm going to say it again because if you just tuned in, I want to make sure you didn't miss it. The majority who died were part of the same covert unit that killed Osama bin Laden back in May. Not the same men, but the same unit. That's like wiping out the unit, practically. Think of the numbers there. 22. And they died during officially what they call a quick reaction mission. That's what they call it, quick reaction, to assist others in the military that are pinned down by gunfire, by sniper fire, by insurgents. So that's a big loss. Those numbers are very, very high. I mean, it's absolutely a reminder of the sacrifices that so many people in the military are making. It's a voluntary military. How much sacrifice they've made and how much sacrifice their families have made. And you know what's great about this? I mean, it just shows you the kind of families. So many of them have come forward because they want to tell you the story of their son, their grandson, whoever that was killed, so their flame doesn't go out. And I read a story about a 30-year-old, Aaron Vaughn, his name was, and his grandmother was on one of the cable shows. I happened to see it, and she said, look, my grandson was a very gentle person, but he was very, very brave. And Vaughn was from Tennessee. He had two small kids and his wife. They were living, of course, close to where he had to go out of, at Virginia Beach, Virginia. And the grandson told his grandmother, this Aaron Vaughn, not to worry about how he was doing, because he said he wasn't afraid and he knows where he's going if something happens. So she felt confident that he did the best he could do, that she was proud of his service and that his family was proud of the service, and that he was at peace with what could happen. What's interesting is the timing of the deaths of Vaughn and all of his comrades. This is right, as I mentioned briefly at the top, this is right when the drawdown is happening and the give over, if you will, to the national forces in Afghanistan. Because you got 10,000 troops that are supposed to be out of there by the end of the year. And the full drawdown will happen by the end of 2014. When all of that was announced, I thought that it should have ramped up. It should have been a lot faster than that. But 2014 is at this point where it's gonna, when it's going to happen, unless that number changes again. And the idea, and I guess what will be reinforced, is we're just going to steady the course and we'll find out who's responsible and, you know, that kind of thing. The interesting thing also, too, is the special ops forces have been doing almost daily nighttime raids, because that's where they can get the insurgents better, in some of those really rough areas. I mean, stuff where, you know, places where you can really can't see them. I mean, that's the whole idea, that you can light them up, so to speak, at night. So the Chinook went down when, as a coalition operation, was targeting a bomb-making, they said, bomb-making cell leader in this one province. Wardak is what was the place, to be exact, in Afghanistan. And it's very, very murky as to whether or not the helicopter and the raid were connected, because they were bailing. That helicopter was going there to help them. They were under heavy fire. So that's kind of a mystery now at this point. The reports are that it was shot down, that they clearly saw it, and that clearly the Taliban shot it down. Mm. And that now, sadly, they're just notifying as many families as possible and talking to the families and trying to honestly get back whatever they could to the families. If you think about it, you know, at this point, they're still in the investigation stage. They're not going to release a lot of stuff, I think, out until the upcoming days, and probably there'll be some official statements and whatnot, but pretty rough all the way around. All right, 800-259-5791. A lot of you sounded off over the weekend through the email. We're going to hit that next here on ATN.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
It's
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
And the sight of stars of empty years is what he goes there for. Stealing like a dog. All around him, criticizing and sleep. Your face again.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, we're heading into a new week. So, August 8th, it's interesting, in my good friend Bill Frederer's research, he sent me a little note about August 8th and to remember that this was the day, if you go back to 1974 from the Oval Office, that Richard Nixon, remember this famous speech where he said, "Good evening, this is the 37th time I have spoken to you from the office, and I'm fighting for my personal vindication," and that he would be almost totally absorbed in the time and attention of the president and the Congress, so he's going to resign. He said, "Therefore, I shall resign." And he said, "If some of my judgments were wrong, they were made in what I believe to be the best interest of the nation." And one of the things that he pointed out, and he went through a couple of different things, one of the things that he specifically pointed out was this. He said, "In the Middle East, 100 million people in the Arab countries, many of whom have considered us their enemy, now look on us as their friends." So that was 1974. Where do you think we are at this point in history after what Nixon said when he was leaving the office of the presidency, specifically pulling that statistic out about the Middle East? And, of course, I just told you the situation in Afghanistan with the Chinook helicopter going down and the 30 Americans losing their lives, including the 30 that are including the 25 SEALs, and specifically the majority of them from the unit that actually got Osama bin Laden. I mentioned this, that many of you sent emails over the weekend. So in between your busy lives or your time to chill, you took a few minutes to hit us up at americatonight.net and send us your thoughts. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, so our first one comes to us from Bob, who's listening in Virginia, I think, on WVMT. Bob says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to your show for quite some time. This is actually the first time I've been moved to send a letter to you or a note to you or snail mail, whatever you call it. Here's the bottom line. It disgusts me what happened to those SEALs in that helicopter. And the reason why is because I do not believe that the American people realize the sacrifice that the military is making to protect our way of life. Now, having said that, I think that we've been in Afghanistan too long, and maybe we're getting too sloppy, or maybe the other guys are getting better information, but I think we need to get out fast and hard. What do you think? Well, I've been talking about that. I thought we should have had a much more aggressive pullout plan when it was announced, and instead it's a slower plan than I think we should abide by. However, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say the opposite, and they're going to say that, if anything, we shouldn't be out of there by 2014. But this is where you have to weigh this. What are we sacrificing and what are we gaining? What are we doing for other people? What are we investing in this? You know, it's the old pros and cons column. You can absolutely not say enough. He's right about that. You cannot say enough about the investment that so many families have made. And I think there are many Americans, so I'm going to just screen this. I think there are many Americans that do realize the sacrifices. I've seen that. I've seen the outpouring from people sending things to troops that they don't know and doing what they can and helping to raise money and helping to raise awareness and helping families that are left behind for almost a year because of the investment their husband is making by being deployed again and again and again. I think there are many people that do get that. And then there is the disconnect. The disconnect because there hasn't been that much sacrifice in the sense when you go back and look at the traditional war and what happened many, many years ago. If you look at World War One or World War Two and what had to happen to what sacrifice we had to make as Americans to be invested in those operations. And, you know, we have made an investment in this, but it's just not as tangible to a lot of people, I guess, as it should be. And partially that's because of the fact that it's a voluntary situation. All right, let's go to this other one here. This is from Knox, who says, I can't believe that there wasn't much reaction to the helicopter being shot down. Why didn't the president speak on national television all the times where he wants to have us surrender over prime time for his agenda, like explaining the debt ceiling and how important it was for all of us to harass our Congress people and senators? Why didn't he go on television and say something about the chopper? Why wasn't there more of an outpouring of grief? You know, the president, he did make some comments about it, but there wasn't any kind of a big time press conference, if you will, or it's not really a press conference, you know, where he speaks to the nation. There wasn't that. I have a feeling there will be a huge memorial service when the coffins come back. I'm certain of that. I can't imagine that there wouldn't be some kind of massive coverage and there would be, you know, some kind of a service. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I think there'll be something that will happen in the next week. It's still, to me, we're still, I think, not realizing, or maybe we are, but I think that you're right. There is a disconnect. I mean, there's that human life element. And the fact that so many were killed in this, I mean, the deaths of any is not good. But to have that many at one time, and you think of how that's decimated that force, that elite force, how many were taken out in this equation. That's the other part of it. I mean, these were the best of the best, and they're, and now it's a hole in that unit, a huge hole. And sure, there are people coming up behind, but these were people that were super experienced, many of them, who had done this for years and years and years in some cases. And that's tough to replace that, that knowledge, that actual day-to-day living it, going on these operations that are, I'll call them, under the radar. And people not necessarily knowing, of course not knowing who they are. So imagine that. I think there'll be something that'll happen. Here's one from Dennis McMahon. He says, I wonder what the likes of JFK or LBJ or Nixon would do with the guys from Standard and Poor's. You call them in, you have the files of every officer and director and that of their relatives. You turn every agency of the federal government from the IRS to the SEC to the FBI to the CIA on them if they do not cooperate with the economic needs of the American people. Ah, those were the days. That's right. the white knuckle days, Dennis. Okay, so he's talking about, of course, the fact that now we've been downgraded. That's nice. You lift the debt ceiling. You lift the debt ceiling, but you still get a kick in the teeth because the S&P chief decides to come out and say, and they knew there was this possibility, it comes out and says, you know, the U.S. has to curb spending. Really, Sherlock? You think we don't know that at this point? Give us some more. We want some more so that the numbers can, droop on Wall Street. And people who have just piddly amounts invested can lose everything and lose their, you know, the little that they've been able to scrimp away and is tied to the markets. Let's throw some more negative news out there. So here's the thing. The U.S. is no longer considered among the safest financial risks in the world because the S&P, Standard & Poor's, downgraded the U.S. credit rating. Now, the person who made ultimately the decision said exactly what I said. Well, you know, we had to look at this. We had to look at this because we've got to, how are we going to restore the status of the country? We have to look at where we're headed, and it's just not acceptable to continue to be in debt like that. Well, no kidding, it's not acceptable. But the S&P certainly hurts the U.S. It hurts investment. It hurts confidence. It hurts all that stuff. And you talk about gridlock, it just creates more gridlock. And, yeah, political gridlock, the nonsense on the Hill was unacceptable, and I think really turned off all of us. The back and forth, the nonsense, the grandstanding, the whatever. I have a plan, you have a plan, let me take out your knees, let's go out back. Oh, and let's march up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for a week and nothing will happen. So, yeah, no question that wasn't good. And we do not still have a plausible solution to this, by the way. We don't. But it's not good to get that extra kick in the teeth. I'm going to have to agree with Dennis. Too bad you can't take him out to the woodshed like the old days. Stay with us. You want to throw in your 2 cents on any of this, 800-259-5791.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
Heading into the first full week where Congress is off on vacation. Oh, how sad. We can kick them around, and they're not here. We'll talk about them behind their back, right? It was a rough week last week, and now we're heading into another week dealing with the realities of what's going on with the lifted debt ceiling and this super committee and all of that stuff. Bottom line is, closed for business, unless they're hanging around D.C. on their own and working on some things, you know, either Congress or the Senate, but they're both essentially recessed until after Labor Day, so a lot of things will be shoved off or were shoved off until that time. Sad thing happened over the weekend that we talked about at the beginning of the show, and that is sadly what happened with that chopper that went down. A lot of you have reacted to that. A cop who hit us up here on Pal Talk, if you go to americatonight.net, you can actually see me doing the show, and cop says that there should have been air cover for that chopper, and you know, that's, he's right. He makes sense in what he's saying that it should be up high because the jets are up high until needed, basically. So there would have been air cover. So you wonder more about what happened there. And this threat was something that we knew. Of course, there was always that possibility, but to have all of them on that helicopter and to have that happen, you know, there was information there, and maybe there should have been more cover for them, and of course there wasn't. But we can second guess that part of it all day long. I want to see what officially they drum up and what comes out of it. And ultimately, you got to assume it was the Taliban, and boom, they took them out from the ground. And that certainly is the way it looks at this point. Probably by the end of the week, perhaps at the very latest, the beginning of next week, but I would think the end of the week, you'll have some kind of a service or something from Andrews Air Force Base, because you imagine the coffins, that's what they're doing. They'll have 30. They're trying to identify the remains that they have. So you'll have 30 coffins that will come back, and I can't believe that there wouldn't be something for the families that might be actually televised. It's really, really rough. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, because there were some other things that happened that certainly set off my radar. Like, you think of your siblings, right? I have a brother. I have a brother, Patrick, and I can't imagine my brother Patrick calling me and saying, hey, I have a great, and maybe I can imagine him saying this, but I have a great way for us to make money. Here's the deal. Let's rob a bank. That's exactly what the deal is with these three family members from Florida, and ranging in their 20s, different ages. You've got Grace Daugherty, who's 29. You have Dylan Stanley, who's 20, Daugherty Stanley, who's 26. And then you have this other sibling, Ryan Daugherty, who's the baby of the family. Maybe he was the driver, I don't know. 21 years old. And they were living together in what their neighbors are calling, check this out, a sophisticated bunker. And the neighbors are saying, oh, there might have been something illegal going on there. Really? The underground bunker they had. Two 40-foot cargo containers. They were buried side by side. They had a man-made hallway leading to the bunker. They had electricity and running water and all that sort of stuff. And I think that the neighbors thought it might have been, or the one neighbor thought it might have been some kind of a marijuana grow house. So they haven't turned up anything like that at this point. They were looking at it. But here's what happened. The three of them were in a car chase with the police. They hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour, and it ended when at least two in the car fired at the officer, right? One of the bullets hit the police car's tires. The officer wasn't injured. Then apparently they were involved in an armed robbery at a bank in Valdosta, Georgia. And they said that the bank, because they must have had tape of this, they had high-powered weapons. One of them had an AK-47, and they fired it. I mean, this is like old-fashioned bank robbery, or sort of 80s bank robbery. They fired at the ceiling during the robbery. So they didn't kill anyone, but that's what they did. And the people are shocked, because they, you know this Daugherty family, and they say they can't imagine that they would be involved in what, isn't that always the case? They can't imagine they'd be involved in what they're doing now. So the FBI is trying to find them. They're missing. They were able to nail the cops' tires, and they're missing. Can you imagine? So everybody scrambles media-wise to find the mother of the suspects. And her name's Barbara Bell. She releases a statement and says, I love all my kids very much. They've done some very bad things, but no one has been physically injured yet. And I would encourage my kids to turn themselves in. And what also is part of this is they found the one kid's ankle monitor near the scene of the car chase, because he, by the way, was being monitored. He was convicted of sending sexually explicit messages to an 11-year-old. So he was registered as a sex offender. And he got the ankle monitor off, apparently. And he's the one who had the AK-47. He bought the rifle at a pawn shop a couple of years ago. And they say that rifle was used in another bank robbery and checking it out. So who knows? It's like a Bonnie and Clyde family. And they were driving a Subaru with New York tags that they stole from one of the girlfriends. These were really cool customers, right? And the one with the ankle bracelet was Ryan Doherty, so just 21, the baby. He had the sexual explicit messages tied to him and the 11-year-old girl. So he was the registered sex offender. And I love that they turned to the mother. She says, well, these are good kids. These are great kids. They just need to turn themselves in. And I'm just telling them right now, just, you know, turn them in. Wow. Any of your siblings ever take it to that point? Listen, I got a plan. I have a way we can make some money. Here's what we need to do. This is a brilliant thing we can do at this point. So they're looking, it's a nationwide manhunt, anyway, to find these three. And unless they've taken off for, I don't know, another country, you have to assume that at some point, somehow, they'll get caught in the net. Somehow they're going to get caught, especially, I think they got lucky in that chase, that they were able to nail his tire. And, I mean, otherwise, the police might have been able to get to them, but whoever was behind them didn't do a, there wasn't enough cover behind them, so they couldn't get to him fast enough, and they lost him, basically. They lost him in the car. Another very sad thing happened on Sunday in Ohio. A man ran through his town, small town, and started shooting. He shot 8 people, including his girlfriend, her brother, before he was shot and killed in a firefight with the police. So this feels like the evening news, doesn't it? But this is part of odds and ends. I mean, these are the things that are happening in your backyard. We have lots of people listening to us in Ohio. So 8 people, including the gunman, were killed. One was a kid. How sad is that? Police, and this is always the thing that gets you, police do not have a motive. You know, in the bank robbery, you know those kids wanted money. We know what they were doing. They were trying to evade the police. It might have been another bank robbery. They're trying to get money. In this case, the police say they don't have a motive. And they haven't released much more about the guy with the gun. But it started at 11 in the morning. And I know this area. It's a kind of a middle class, upper middle class, actually, area called Copley. About 14,000 people live there, just west of Akron. Very sad. Sad, sad stuff. If you have any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.